Malachi. Chapter 2. And now, all you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring, and spread refuse upon your faces, even the refuse of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear with which he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should preserve knowledge, and they should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed out of the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah has profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. The Lord will cut off the man that does this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offers an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have you done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, because he regards not the offering any more, or receives it with goodwill at your hand. Yet you say, why? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, yet is she your companion, and the wife of your covenant. And did not he make them one? Yet had he the remnant of the Spirit. And why one? That he might seek a godly offspring. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says that he hates putting away, for one covers violence with his garment, says the Lord of hosts, therefore take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, how have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them, or, where is the God of judgment?